FallsCast, brought to you by the Falls Tree Press in beautiful Calca Falls, Ohio. We're today, Sunday, September 25th. We're all here.
Well, we are here. Took us a while to get all here, but we're all here. Oh, wait, what? The sun's going away. What's going on?
Nice, I see cool it over there, here. Fall, nice. Fall has fallen.
Fall has fallen.
Yeah.
Pants and hoodie weather.
Yay.
It's cuddling weather.
It's bee infestation weather. We had an infestation yesterday.
They're not bees.
Yellow jackets.
They're assholes.
They're asshole bees. Yeah. The yellow jackets have built a nest like under our siding of our house, and I was ignoring it. And then yesterday I came down at breakfast time, and they were everywhere. So it's like, we had to kill them. And
they were a little on the slow side, so they're not too hard to kill.
Yeah.
It's getting a little colder. Yeah.
I have my fly swatter out. I'm whacking them.
I thought you were going to break the window at one point.
Yeah. peak fighting form.
Fork smash. Yeah.
Ay.
So.
That's how Bart has to
say. Anybody want to follow that up?
No.
Do we really need to introduce ourselves?
Hopefully someone will make that into the end of the intro, maybe. Who knows?
Well, I did record like 20 minutes before I accidentally hung up on everybody.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's for future content and blackmail.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, blackmail.
Be sure to check out our website where there's new city council articles popping up.
Yay.
I haven't had much actual articles of my own.
We've been slacking a little bit.
Yes, we have.
But keep sending your feedback. Tell us what you think of the newspaper. Tell us what you think of the show. What email address can they contact?
FallsTreePress@gmail.com.
Awesome. And also be sure to check out our Facebook where you can contact us and review us on whatever podcast catcher you use.
Yes, nice reviews only, please. My feelings get hurt.
And as if we didn't need to say this enough, make sure you're registered to vote and go do it.
Vote. You gotta vote.
All of the reminders are popping up on Facebook. Check your registration. Make sure you haven't been removed from the rolls.
Yeah.
We're talking, 2 months now, maybe?
Less than 2 months.
The registration deadline is October 11th, so that's a little over 2 weeks.
Oh, get out there.
Yeah, that's coming.
Then early voting starts October 12th.
And where can you register to vote? Is there a website that you can go to register?
You can do summitcountyboe.gov or voteohio.gov.
Awesome. Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah. Get out there and vote. Come on.
Very important.
It is very important.
It is. So before we jump into our roundtable, anybody do anything exciting this past week?
Well, besides killing bees.
Yeah.
we rode on the towpath trail.
We rode on the towpath trail and took the train. It's called the Explorer program, where it's only $5 to go one way if you put your bike on the train.
We rode from Rockside Road to Peninsula.
Yeah, 13.5 miles.
And it was a beautiful day. It was gorgeous and
highly recommend.
We must have rode by like at least 10 or 15 of the locks. And we were actually, the path is actually where the oxen used to pull. The canal boats.
Barges.
It's actually directly in between the Cuyahoga River and the canal. It was neat. Some of the parts of the canal were still had water in them. Some were all blocked off. And some of the locks were restored and some of them were all falling apart.
Yeah, it was very cool. Neat. Saw a few blue heron. They're still around. So that was very cool. Yeah.
We are so lucky to how many parks we have around our area. And they're all free of charge. You don't have to pay to park. You don't have to pay to get in. We have all this beautiful. So well maintained. We're very lucky.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
Next time the Tiki Flea comes into town, I would highly recommend going to check it out. There's some pretty cool art there. People come from all over multiple state areas in order to vend and also to attend. There's some cool
What is the Tiki Flea, Mart? What do they do there?
Well, a tiki is a subculture of music and art and the way they dress, even down to tattoos and also just decorations and even mixed drinks. It's all like a thing.
And 1950s and 60s?
Yes.
It's surf music.
Surf music. Yeah. And it's pretty cool.
The iconic movies, the Creature from the, what was it? Black Lagoon.
Old candy, old movies like that. That's all part of it.
Yeah. Very cool stuff.
Neat.
Yeah.
And it was pretty busy yesterday at the show.
I think it would have been a lot busier than that, too.
Yeah.
I think that was keeping some people away.
Yeah, I went to that as well. And then last weekend was the Oktoberfest. I went to that Friday.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was very crowded.
So very crowded, and every day was gorgeous of Oktoberfest weekend.
We actually went all 3 days, didn't we?
We had a great time.
Yeah. We didn't go on Sunday.
Oh, we went.
We went Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. I saw you guys down there Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and
we couldn't stay away.
Saturday we went and I think had dinner.
Like Friday we went down for a beer or two, and then Saturday we came back for dinner.
Yeah.
I heard that it was just extremely crowded there. A lot of people out there. Yeah.
And they only had half of it open. They had it closed at. I remember years past they'd open it up across Portage, but this year they just had Portage over.
Yeah.
And people were complaining about it, but whatever, it was fine.
We had Frank's and the food was awesome.
Yeah.
The sauerkraut, the noodles, the cabbage, pierogies.
There was at least three authentic places that served actual
Germanic Oktoberfest
type foods.
Yeah.
And most of the craft beers had Oktoberfest on draft, but they were craft beer Oktoberfest instead of mass market garbage beer.
Yeah.
And they're all local breweries too, which was amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, we also have a lot of breweries that are really good around here too. I mean, this is a really good area. We got the parks, you got the breweries, we got the fun festivals.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Kathy, what was that drink you had yesterday? I saw a picture from the tiki.
Oh my gosh. That first one, I can't remember what they were called. The first one had, it was a grapefruit one, and I don't remember what it was called.
Okay. It was a cocktail, not a margarita.
No, it was one of those cocktails.
Oh.
Yeah, that's their thing. I don't know anything about it. Like custom hand, they design the cocktails with different, like a thing. They're really supposed to be known for amazing cocktails.
Yeah. And the second, I had two while I was there. The second one was the blue one, which I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of that either.
Were they good?
Blue something.
Oh yeah, very good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What did they cost? Do you remember?
Those were $10 a piece.
Okay. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, they had you. You know, you're in the
park. Well, a beer is like six, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I thought it was fine because we only stayed a little bit. It wasn't like it was an all night type of thing. So that's fine. Yeah. It was a good drink. I mean,
it looked pretty tasty.
It did look tasty. Anybody else do fun stuff? Suzanne, you said you've been in a cave for the past week.
We have been I think we told you guys it's Purge September for us. So we have been just going through and getting rid of stuff, donating things, throwing things away. We were talking about how I finally got enough emotional courage to go into our older daughter's room and completely clear that out. So we're now like fully embracing the empty nester stuff and figuring out what we're going to be doing. So we've been working on that. Mike's been working down at the basement a lot. We have ideas of what we're going to do. And so we have been just fully immersed in that. I don't know what October is going to be. What do we say? October is going to be October. Construction October. Build October. Rocket.
October.
Yep. So we're going to start, working on down there and building like a little, what you want to do, like a little movie man cave kind of thing down there. And
do you guys have a finished basement?
Half of it is kind of finished, so we're going to try to, would you call it finishing? We're going to put some drywall up on the other side and kind of do
space.
Make it a space, and we're going to put a workshop down there for him and
awesome
another bath, I think, downstairs. We're going to work on that, so we have a lot of projects we want
to
do.
When it comes time to do the audio stuff, get a hold of me, I'll hook you up. I'll show you, tell you all the gear, the latest stuff, and what to buy, what not to buy, and I have a subwoofer sitting over here. I can probably sell it to you. I don't need it. I'm sitting here, a nice 12-inch, 500 watt.
He has some things that maybe he's going to try to use his old bits and pieces and stuff that he has. So might have to have some kind of.
If he's doing it just like a regular stereo, sure, you can do that. But if you're surround sound, no, that stuff's been outdated for a long time. I guarantee it. It's not.
Yeah. I don't remember how much yours. Didn't you have a subwoofer you said that you're going to try to or do something you're going to try to use?
I don't know what I'm going to do exactly yet.
Not yet. Yeah. So yeah, might have to take you up on that offer to see what we're going to be doing and try to make it. He also wants to soundproof it a little bit, put some stuff on there too, so he can just have all the big boom so Kathy across the street doesn't hear us listening to our.
My goal is to make Kathy hear.
Kathy be like, oh, they're listening to a movie over there. The house is shaking.
I know our house sounds like that.
Yeah, bass travels through walls well. And I mean, it's easy enough to block out the mid-range and the treble and all that stuff, but the bass is the one that's a little harder.
Yeah. I have to turn it down if it's late at night. I'm always yelling at Steve almost every week.
There's settings that you can set, like
turn down the bass,
and it turns the bass down and compresses it. And
yeah. the whole there's house times, would be like, boo.
There's times the neighbors want to hear that. There's times the neighbors don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, when I listen to Pantera, the whole neighborhood listens to Pantera.
Chances of having a house that I don't give a fuck what the neighbors think, because, you know.
But I do. I care what I think, and I want to go to sleep. So turn it down.
Turn it down for you, not the neighbors.
Thank you, dear. I
appreciate that. What about you, Bart? Have you done anything?
With the exception of dealing with clogged drains for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, no. Oh, boo,
at
boo,
home
boo.
Or at work?
At home.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. That's shitty.
Yeah. I get one fixed and then another one dies. And then the first one this morning is still clogged from yesterday. Mm-mm-mm. But I attended my 20th high school reunion yesterday.
Nice. Oh, 20. Oh, man. How do you feel?
Where was it at?
It was at Ohio Brewing Company, which I got to give them props. I've only eaten there a couple times, and each time hasn't been such great food. But they had excellent, excellent pizzas.
Really?
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
I think good.
Yeah, they had like a whole slew of food there. And I didn't even spend my drink tickets because I just got water.
Yeah.
But yeah, this pizza, I mean, I definitely know what I'm eating the next time I'm there.
Okay. We'll have to check it out.
I love Ohio Brewing for its environment and the way it feels and the patio. And sometimes the food's really good and sometimes the service is good and sometimes it's terrible. So it's really hit or miss for us. I've never been a fan of their beer, you know.
You're right.
Yeah.
I usually get their guest beers because they don't make them, so they're good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I left around 10:30. Got too many people and could find space was just getting to me.
Did they have it in the downstairs area or the whole thing? Oh, upstairs. Oh, nice. Oh okay. Man. Yeah. Okay.
Too many people.
There was too many peopling. And given that, and just reminding me that I only have 1 year till 40.
Welcome. Welcome.
He isn't so bad.
My Kathy just went to hers recently, right?
No, I did not.
That's right. You're talking about it.
They had a get together, but I did not go. But mine's been, what did I say it was? 38?
38, yeah. My 35th's coming up in Hudson, and I'm thinking about going. Because it's like, part of it is free. And then you just show up at a bar and you just hang out because there's not going to be anybody there.
Yeah.
Another one's going to be at a restaurant, $30. I'm debating whether I'm going to go to that one.
I will say that I will never go to my class reunion. Never, ever, never, ever. I really don't want to be there.
I mostly want to go because they're all going to be fat and old and have gray hair and I don't have gray hair. So.
You're like, hello, yes.
My big locks, see?
Luxurious locks. Right. Oh.
And then I'll have Jennifer on my arm as arm candy.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Operator, you. Oh my God.
Feels like a reunion whenever we walk around a store for Mike. He always runs into somebody he knows he went to school with. So everybody knows Mike.
Yeah, the only thing they were talking about doing with our 25th was doing like one last walk through the halls of Cuyahoga Falls, of the current high school. And like taking some pictures and stuff. And then they were going to go down to like either Ohio Brewing or the Works or something like that and have some beers and whatever. But I'm like, do I want to go or not? I haven't been to high school.
I don't know.
It might be fun to shoot the shit. Maybe, you know, if people change, maybe there's some people that used to be dicks are cool now. You never know.
Doubt it, but.
Sometimes doubt it. And some guys that used to be cooler wind up being dicks. That was what I found out last time I went.
That's kind of like what Facebook is, though. It's like you're all like, you know, everybody and you know what they're up to.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Yeah, you already know everyone because you're.
Yeah, you're all friends with everybody from high school and you're like, oh, you didn't even like me in high school. And now you want to be my Facebook friend. But OK, cool.
I'm just going to take a gummy and drink some beer.
You know what? That's how to get through it. Yeah. You're like, I don't even care anymore. Yep.
Well, into our roundtable, the groundbreaking of the new school building, speaking of the school building, is happening this Tuesday, September 27th.
Woo!
Finally!
Woo! It's at 7 p.m. at 2630 13th Street, and there will be student performances from the high school marching band, a cappella choir, and more. With fireworks closing out the ceremony.
Fireworks? We'll be able to see them. Oh, it's going to be exciting.
That'll be awesome. But you know someone's going to complain. They should have spent the money on something else.
Whatever. They've already been complaining. I mean,
yeah.
It's fucking insane.
They would complain about it, something, anything, no matter how good it is, they would find a reason not to like it.
Oh,
if the weather's good, we should go.
It'll be fun.
I guess if the weather, if it is supposed to, if it does rain, it's going to be moved to the 5th.
Okay. Okay. That's a little touch and go in Ohio in fall. You never know.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
We had a real dry summer, and now all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're going to rain a lot now. So it's like
the switch
got flipped, and I'm boo.
Yeah, yep. we're camping down south in southern Ohio, Rutland and Meigs
County. This coming weekend. This
coming weekend from Thursday through Sunday.
And it's looking a little chilly in the 40s.
Like
fall in southern Ohio. Come on, I thought it was supposed to be warmer.
And we got
to
bring all our own water. So that's our thing.
Oh, you're like really camping then.
Well, they have porta potties, so I'm happy about that. So
yeah, that's all they got.
That's fine.
Porta potties are so fun to use.
They clean them every day, and they're usually pretty clean. They're not like a typical festival where they're disgusting.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, I won't be able to attend the groundbreaking, so hopefully it turns out good.
Yeah, hopefully they have good weather, and that sounds like they got a lot of fun events happening for it, so it'll be fun. Very exciting.
And then we were just talking about the power last night. The Electric System Energy Expo for Public Power Week.
Ooh, say that five times fast.
I almost had to. It will happen Thursday, October 6th at the Natatorium. The expo promotes energy efficiency and conservation at home and will show student projects about energy consumption. And remember, this is a place where you get your free light bulbs.
Yes.
Great. Awesome.
Write that down, Mike. We're going to go get our free light bulb.
They're giving away LED ones now, I'm assuming?
I believe that's what they've been doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Several years.
Yeah. I've been able to go to the electric building and pick it up.
Yeah,
it's only supplies last, but
yeah,
just go walk in. You got to sign for it and get your kit.
I don't know. I had my thing unmuted. Alexa started talking right for some weird random reason. I don't know if you heard it in the background when you started talking, Kathy. I'm like, I don't know why she started saying something. So I apologize if that comes through on the audio.
They always have to interfere.
They do, and it's for a random thing. Sometimes it's like, I'm like saying nothing, and she'll start talking. And if I'm at home by myself, like working, it creeps me out. I'm like, who's here? What's going on?
I hear voices.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hear more voices.
Well, that's in your head, dear.
But they make
no one else can hear them.
No.
As long as they don't convince you to sign up for another music lesson.
I'll never do another music lesson again.
Those voices keep getting to me all through the telephone.
Oh.
I usually hear voices of Jennifer yelling at me in my head.
Not in your head.
Oh, it's real life.
Understandable.
Echo. Oh, shit.
Turn down that
Don't
bass.
Don't do that.
Turn down the bass.
It's all about that bass.
It's all about that bass.
Are we talking about the electric from last night now?
No, that's about the, we were talking about the Electric System Energy Expo for Public Power Week.
But a good segue would be.
Well, we can talk about that. That's part of my good news, but let's do it. Okay. Should we do it?
Oh, that's your good news? Okay.
That was part of our good news, but you know what? Hey, you know what? We're cool cats. We can just, shift it around a little bit. We're good.
I think we're cool cats in our own heads. I think
in our own hats. Yeah. Heads. I mean, yeah. Oh, good.
Suzanne will insert a piece of good news that
I will. Hey, the good news is that our electricity last night held. Everybody's. Yes. So
shocking.
Okay. So the First Energy was making a federal mandated transmission grid update to our equipment in Cuyahoga Falls. And that happened last night, right? So there was a little worrisome whether or not our grid would hold or not, and it did. So it says the work was mandated by the Regional Transmission Organization, PJM. So I'm not sure what PJM is, but so the First Energy notified City of Cuyahoga Falls that they must disconnect power to make the needed repairs. But our energy grid held and nobody lost electricity, and whew. Everything was A-OK. Does anybody have anything to add to that? I know you guys were talking about that.
There was a lot of concern because Mayor Walters said expect power outages.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, that triggered all of the Cuyahoga Falls Talk of the Towners to start complaining about just another Tuesday. But then at 1:30 in the morning, Mayor Walters said, hey, our city-owned generators are holding. It's cool enough. We're not going to run out of power. So
electricity had to run the fans in your furnace rather than AC
That's true, because it was, yeah.
Yeah. So we all lucked out, and yep. A-plus for Mayor Walter for keeping
us
updated.
Yes. So, yay.
So, the Halloween festivities have already been planned in Cauga Falls for this upcoming season.
Spooky Halloween season.
This Thursday, the amphitheater is showing the original Hocus Pocus. With free hot chocolate and popcorn.
Oh, there's a new Hocus Pocus movie out, and I just found out about that like 2 days ago. Where have I been?
Never saw it.
I don't know. Where have you been?
You have never seen Hocus Pocus original?
Never seen Hocus Pocus.
Divorce. That is divorce. Sorry. Get out of the house. Yeah, I guess it's original. The original cast is going to be playing, so I guess I'll be watching the original with Mike so he can see it, and then then we can watch the new one. Nope. Yeah. Well, that'll be a fun event.
I don't know. I think at this point, hopefully Disney will have realized, you know, the plot point of having a virgin light the candle is a bit weird.
No, they won't.
And then Friday, October 14th, is the Downtown Halloween Extravaganza with Front Street Trick or Treat, costume contest, and an outdoor family dance.
An outdoor family dance. Okay. Yeah, that'd be nice.
I imagine indoors not so good because that would, you know, prevent businesses from running if people are in there.
Possibly.
Dancing.
Possibly.
Maybe. Could be a flash mob.
Flash mob.
And then the citywide trick or treat is October 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. with the City Hall trick or treat the day before, 3 to 4:30.
Plenty of opportunities to go get your candy.
6 p.m. I mean, it's going to be on a Saturday as usual, typically, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think this is the closest it's been to actual Halloween in a while.
Probably. Yeah, a long while.
Mm, yeah, that's how time works.
We have to go get some candy. We have to try out some bags of candy first.
You know what the problem with us going and getting candy early? We think we're going to go get it early when it's on sale and there's great stuff out there available still, is that we'll eat it.
That is the biggest reason why I don't buy candy anymore, and I don't serve. Yeah. I don't actually give out candy at Halloween anymore. We just don't, because I don't want it in the house because I'll eat it.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard. You're looking at it. You're like, no, I shouldn't eat it. But oh my goodness, it's so good.
Yeah, Reese's peanut butter cups.
And oh yeah.
Milky Ways and oh god.
Oh my gosh, Steven, if you like Reese's peanut butter cups, have you tried the Clean Eat Buckeye things?
Yes, we've had those.
Really
they're very tasty.
They're nice. Oh, they're so good.
We did eat there recently. Was it last week?
Uh-huh.
That was good.
It is good. Oh my goodness. Yeah. If you're craving like a Reese's peanut butter cup or whatever, it's a protein, it's the PD powder, whatever. So it's the protein stuff. And then it's probably good. I'm assuming it's probably decent where you can eat it.
Sometimes they have them on sale. You know,
yeah,
they'll put it because they have a sign out front, a little like a little dry erase board.
And yeah,
put specials on that as you drive by. And I drive by that store all the time.
Oh, well, let me know if you see it's on sale and I'll run down there and get like 20 of them. Stick them in the freezer.
Yep.
They're so good.
And then the Halloween display tour is again happening this year. If you want your house or business to be on the list, submit it to the city's website. I'll have the link in our show notes for that. And you got to submit it before October 25th.
I've already seen people are starting to decorate and
it's
looking kind of cool. And
street's decorated.
Yeah, our neighbors across the street have lights up and little.
Yeah. Does that mean I can start getting my fall stuff out, Mike?
I told you could in the beginning of September.
I mean, it's technically fall now.
Yeah, I know, but he usually kind of gets me. Fall is my favorite decorations. I love the colors of fall, and I love like the orange, the burnt oranges, and the, you know, the greens and all that stuff. It's my favorite, and Mike usually has to like stop me from doing it in like August.
Okay, that's I'm glad he shouldn't stop you.
He should stop you before
mid-September
August.
Is cool.
All right, okay.
It's summertime,
okay.
And it still felt like summertime until like last week. So.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like fall. It's the fall weather and
it's time
to get those stuff out.
Yeah, get out your gourds.
I had my work desk decorated like 3 weeks ago for Halloween.
Really? See? Yep. Oh my gosh.
All right next to my newly acquired goat boat.
Oh yeah.
Goat boat.
It's I think you posted that, did you?
Led by goats.
Okay.
Yeah, why is that weird, Mike? I don't understand what's going on here.
I got nothing.
An original Cauga Falls fire engine, a 1958 Peter Persch, which served during the 1950s and 60s, was recently purchased by Ward 5 Councilman Mike Brillhart. Brillhart donated the engine back to the Cuyahoga Falls Firefighter Memorial Foundation, and it will be used in parades and in firefighter funerals. They plan to restore the Perch engine and adapt the hose bed to fit a casket for funeral duty. It's currently being stored at Station 3 on Portage Trail.
Well, that was very nice of him to donate that back to the firefighters. And
there's also a story about the bell. The bell was originally given, the bell off that particular fire engine was given to a retired firefighter who served on that engine. And then I guess when he passed away, his heirs gave it to the Cuyahoga Falls Historical Society. And then they just recently donated it back to the fire department.
Oh, good.
And they're going to mount it back on the fire engine.
Oh, so cool.
So everything's back to the circle. Place it was.
Awesome. Oh, that's really nice. I like that. So if you ever hated the library's long website, you'll like this news. CuyahogaFallsLibrary.org is now FallsLibrary.org. A much shorter website, but all the same library content. So now it's just FallsLibrary.org.
When is that happening? It wasn't that long. When's that happening?
It's already happened.
Oh, okay. It's already there. You
have to go and you'll have to type in
and the old one, and it'll get you to the same website.
I bet so.
Probably. Yes. Yeah. Probably pointed to it. So that is fallslibrary.org.
Okay.
They brought a new domain and have them both of them linked to the same website.
Yay.
Yep. And speaking of the library, September is also National Library Card Sign Up Month. Yay. Get your library card if you don't have it.
Reminds me, I need to go
you
get
need
one.
To get one. Steve get does one. Not.
You haven't gotten one? You better do it in September. Well,
Jennifer's in there every week. So if I want her to pick something up, I was like, go pick it up. But she gets it from me. I don't even have to.
Yeah.
He should have his own library.
I should.
I should.
I will go in there and get more 4K Blu-rays. Absolutely.
This event has been held by library since 1987 to mark the beginning of the school year in a national effort to ensure every child gets to sign up for their own library card. You know what, guys? I remember going and getting my first library card where you had to be able to sign your own name. So I remember practicing, you know, to make sure that I could actually use cursive and sign my own name. And I was so proud and so happy when I finally was able to go down there, get my own library card. It was just a really cool experience. So yeah, get your kiddos out there and get their own library card. And it's just a super fun. That's a core memory of mine. So yeah.
The Dewey Decimal System and the card catalog.
I remember in school we had to memorize as. Yeah.
And speaking of the Falls Library, I also saw them share something on social media that they have a list of top band books of the year, and here's the ones that you can check out that are bands. So
nice,
super progressive, and go
yes,
Cuyahoga Falls Library.
Yes, fallslibrary.org.
I think Shelf Life was having a giveaway of band books as well.
Yeah.
Can't remember if that's still going on.
I don't remember when that. Yeah, but I do remember seeing that they had. Didn't she have like decor, like the caution tape over? It was really cute how she did it. So Shelf Life is one of, you know, the great little gems that we have in downtown Cuyahoga Falls. So I already did my good news, even though it's on the agenda for now. Does anybody else have any other good news that's going on?
The new park.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? You were talking a little bit about that.
The mayor announced on his webpage that, you know, he actually had a picture of himself standing in the park. He goes, well, new park. And he announced it. First I've ever heard of it. And then a friend of mine texted me. He's, hey, you want to do some portraits of me and my kids? Here's the new park. I was like, I'd never even seen it before. So I had to go find it. It's actually on the Stowe side of,
Bath Road.
Bath Road, next to the barn, a big red barn that says 1874 on it. And it's not too far away from Pie Salad and right down the road. And it's very pretty. It's about a mile long. And, you know, it's a bike path. It's wide. It's all brand new. And they.
Do you remember the name of it?
I should have remembered the name, but I do not.
That's okay.
But yeah, I recommend checking it out.
You know, and speaking of that, how many great parks we have in that area, we have another one that we can go and take a walk. And with this nice fall weather, when the leaves are starting to change and everything, you know, just get out there and just go on these, you know, well-maintained, beautiful parks. And now we have another place to check out. So. Go Cuyahoga Falls. Guys, guess what time it is?
Uh-oh.
What time is it, Suzanne?
Bart's Arts.
Bart's Arts.
That was good. The best one yet.
Divine Open Mic Night on Hudson Drive will be having their first art exhibition and auction night on Thursday, September 29th at 8 p.m. Local art will be auctioned off, and artists will have the chance to take the mic and talk about their work. The open mic night will be a mix of artists and musicians.
That is fantastic. I mean, not only do we have great parks, we have great venues, great places for artists. And that is another, that's a restaurant that is by, where is that? On Hudson Drive? Am I?
Hudson Drive.
Yeah. They opened up
Old
what?
Rockneys and
2 years? How long have they been open now? Has it been a year or 2 years?
I think it's two.
Least
a year. They opened
2 years?
Right around COVID.
Yeah, yeah. So that is fantastic. That's a fun thing to do. So go Cuyahoga Falls and their business owners.
And next, there are still tickets remaining to see the groovy horror musical Evil Dead at the Akron Civic.
Groovy.
I've got my tickets already. I am planning to write a review of it.
Oh, really? Cool.
I need to find a clear poncho, cover myself.
Okay, so tell
me blood.
I was going to say, tell us what this is. I have never, you know, never heard of this.
It is an adaptation of the movie.
Really? Of Evil Dead. Ugh.
Have you seen the original Evil Dead?
No, and that's not my thing.
Who's in it? it is the shining star of
Bruce Campbell.
Mike, have you seen it?
Long, long time ago.
Is it one of those, like, cheesy campy
movie?
Kind of
oh, it's
horror
the
show.
First one was campy.
What's the name of the movie?
Evil Dead.
You've seen it?
Evil Dead.
With me, years ago. We saw on a VHS.
It was like they had like 20 grand to produce it or something like that. For the whole
Ash
thing. And it was like,
Ash,
it's like a
hand. Okay.
Oh, it's I swear to your soul.
I love it. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, the original was campy.
Yes. Give me some sugar, baby.
Give me some sugar, baby. Is that from there? I have seen it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, I think we saw it on a little, five-inch TV.
We rented it from Blockbuster, brought it home, packed VHS in. And...
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, it's on Broadway? Or it's on
yeah. Broadway? Well, I don't think it ever made it to Broadway.
Okay,
specifically,
not Broadway.
But I'm not sure if Broadway would have accepted it.
There was a show he did on Showtime that was on for a couple, 2 or 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was funny as hell. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was the same.
Isn't the whole...
No, it was same character, but he's old now. And he's trying
didn't
to...
Didn't the whole, like, Army of Darkness thing come from that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Army of Darkness.
Yeah, Army of... Yes.
So that's not the Evil Dead.
Well, it's like...
It spawned from that.
Spawned from that.
I think we saw Army of Darkness.
We saw... Okay.
I don't remember.
Shop Smart. Shop S-Mart.
And the reboot, it's even campier and bloodier. And
I refuse to watch the reboot because it doesn't have Bruce Campbell.
Oh, it has the Bruce Campbell. He's in
he
it.
He does?
Oh, it's the same actor.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Bruce Campbell.
Oh, the series or the 2003 reboot?
No,
it's the series.
Okay.
The series has him.
I've seen. But no, I don't remember who made it, but there was like a 2013.
Well, I've never seen it. Yeah, that's not worth watching unless it's got Bruce Campbell in it.
No, but this musical also doesn't have Bruce Campbell, but...
it's live, and it's going to... So, you expect to get, like, what, blood up thrown into the audience, or...?
Because it's all on the stage, you know, it's the seating, it's all on the stage, pretty much every seat is a splash zone.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. That's going to be really fun and interactive. That would be
wear
fun.
Wear some crappy clothes.
Yeah. And from what I've heard from my boss, who saw it, you know, a much bigger production of it, he said the night he went in Cleveland, it was very cold outside, and then they used cold water.
Oh, no.
It was just made it even worse.
Oh, jeez.
So hopefully that's not the case here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear about or read about your review on it.
Yeah, I will definitely be writing a review of it.
Nice, nice.
This is running from October 14th all the way through Halloween. They just opened up an extra show on Halloween.
Oh, on Halloween night?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that would probably be packed then.
That's all the arts news I have for today.
Boo.
That was a lot.
So we're done? Oh, man.
I think it's that time.
How did we do a show in only 45 minutes?
I don't know.
I think we covered a lot of material.
We did.
All
right. Well, we're getting better at our job.
I guess.
Are we?
I don't have we'll to leave cut that up to the listeners. Material this time.
Oh, was that 2 weeks ago or whatever we did it? You probably cut half of our show off because we were.
Oh, yeah, but it was okay.
It was all right. It was a good show. It was a good show.
Good editing.
When I listen to the podcast and I hear it, I am like in awe of Bart's ability to edit it and make us sound good and intelligent. And I'm like, raunchy. I listen to it. I'm like, oh man, I was so stupid, you know, talking. I wasn't able to get my words out. And then I listen to it. I'm like, damn, I sound good. Thanks, Bart. One of these days we'll have to like submit like an unedited version of it and people will be like, holy cow.
Yeah, we might get fired.
Yes.
So thank you everyone for joining us this week. And remember that we do want to hear your ideas for interviewees. I apologize. Yeah. I haven't done any interviews.
Yeah, we have like quite some time. Done a lot though. We have done a lot. We need ideas now.
Remember you can email us. Where can they email us?
FallStreetPress@gmail.com.
Remember, email us there. We're always in the market for article submissions as well. Be sure to rate and review us if you enjoyed what you heard. And for now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next time. And remember to go vote.
Don't forget to vote. Check your registration.
Yes.
Vote.
Bye.
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 Later.
Later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile. And a few caribou.
A few caribou.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.